You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday morning to you. We want to invite all under the sound of our voice to join us at Living Word Church this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We have a dynamic service planned, and we would love for you to come join us. We are a multi-generational church, multicultural. It's a place for everyone where we gather. When we gather together, it looks a lot like heaven.
Yes. We want to thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. Feel free to come out and worship with us at Living Word Church. You hear the word, Living Word. The Living Word. We make the word fit. The word is living. And so at Living Word, we make it fit your life. So you can what? Live it. So how is this word fit? How does it fit my situation, what I'm going through? What does the Bible say concerning my situation that I'm going through? That's what we do at Living Word. We make it fit. We show you what the word says. You see it now, you get it, you go do it. Then the word, you can boldly confess. Pastor Dye, we say it's at Living Word, we boldly confess. If you can boldly confess that the word is true, and it is what?
True unto me,
because I have seen it work in my situation. I find the place where it is written of my situation, and I do it, and it works. Simple.
Yes. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 tells us, for the word of God is living.
Yes.
And powerful.
Yes.
And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So as we're moving into the fruit of self-control, this is a verse here that ties very good with self-control, because it tells us that the word of God, first of all, it's living. It's not dormant. It's not in the way, even though it has a historic content, it's not old and just to be put on the shelf and a thing of the past. It's living. It still applies today. We can look back over the lives of those who went before us, and we could look at the example of their life and pull ourselves and pull them into the situation together, so that we get the strategy of God, the strategy that works. It says that the word of God, it's living. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, that it could pierce even to the division of the soul and the spirit. And those are two things that a lot of times people intertwine together, but they are separate. The soul is how we think, how we feel, how we reason, our opinions, and our feelings. The spirit is the place in us that God communes with us. So a lot of times we intertwine them, and we think that it's the spirit if we're crying or jumping or laughing, or we put these other characteristics, emotional characteristics, onto the spirit, which is not so. They're separate. So though by the Spirit different emotions may manifest, those emotions are not the Spirit. You can't say, okay, well, because I clapped or because I cried, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, because we clap and we cry at different sports events. It's not an encounter with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is alive. The Holy Spirit, if we look at the different attributes of the Holy Spirit, it helps us to bring into remembrance the Word of God. It helps us to apply the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is our ever-present help. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit has all these different attributes which we see through the Word of God. So we have to be able to separate those when it comes to self-control. Amen. We have to know what is the way to operate or to respond to specific encounters or circumstances instead of just automatically reacting. So when we react, we're not thinking it through. We're just reacting. But what we should be doing to situations, also decisions, relationships, is we should be responding. So we're not just reacting out of the soul, out of our emotions, out of our feelings, but we are responding because we have done what the Bible says. We have counted the cost. What does count the cost mean? It doesn't mean just the budget sheet. Counting the cost, it says when a man prepares to make a decision, he should first sit down and count the cost. If he has everything that he needs to be able to move into the outcome that he desires. So everything would be encompassing of the choices that we're making along the way. So a lot of times we say we want something, but then our behavior in no way aligns with what we want.
Yes.
We put ourselves in jeopardy by acting outside of self-control. And when we're not in control of ourselves, then that puts us in the hands of somebody to be in control of us.
So here's the first thing. Mm-hmm. We must first be in control of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We must first be in control of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 of 2 Timothy chapter 1 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Mm-hmm. "But what God did do, but of power and of love
and a sound mind."
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but we have the spirit of what? Power. And we have a sound mind. And the one that, like you say, Pastor Dye, when you're operating with a sound mind, now you can be in, you can bring your life into what? Control. Your life is not controllable. Your life is not controllable if your mind is not sound. Right. You have to have a sound mind. So your thought, your words, they all make sense.
Yeah. A lot of times people don't like people telling them what to do, right? Well, we don't want nobody telling us what to do.
Yeah.
But if you are telling yourself already what to do, then somebody else doesn't have to tell you what to do.
Right.
So if you're already following the rules that are in place or the procedures, the guidelines that are in place, then you don't have to be reminded about them. So when we discipline ourselves, somebody else doesn't have to come along then and discipline us.
Right.
And a lot, we don't like that. We resent that a lot of times when people try to say, oh, do this, do that, you know, discipline us. We resent it. Well, how do we come out of that? We have to be able to discipline ourselves. You know, if it's a child and they're in the classroom, you know, they don't want the teacher, you know, targeting them and reminding them of all the rules all the time. Okay, well, follow the rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, do what you have to do. And when you do it right the first time, then it gets you away from all of that reprimand and all that coming back. I remember my dad used to say that all the time. Do it right the first time.
So you don't have to do it again.
You don't have to do it again.
That's right.
Just do it right the first time.
I you want to go ahead?
No, I was just going to say, I'm going to touch on something. It's like controlling anger instead of exploding. That requires self-control. When somebody cuts you off on the freeway, you know, just you have to control yourself. And now you want to get out and you want to say, what's wrong with you? But that's self-control. And also our desires, like we desire to have different things. Of course, some people have food addictions and they want that piece of cake. And then there's other people who have addictions with drugs and alcohol. That all takes self-control, of course, you know, to do the right thing, like Pastor Diana was talking about. And I just wanted to read Proverbs 16:32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty.
Yes.
So just remember that. When you're slow to anger, you're mighty.
Yes.
You know, so we think we're mighty when we explode, and we're not. True. We're not. The mighty is when you're slow to anger. And he that ruleth his spirit, than he that hath taken a city.
That's
so
right.
The bottom line is we need self-control in every area of our life, and we all need it.
And a takeaway on this Friday as we close, there's three things we can take away. Number one, self-control protects our future.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Self-control protects our future.
Yeah,
that's very
simple.
True.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to have the spirit of self-control. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because how many times you do something and you say, I shouldn't have done that. You think about it later on. I should have stayed calm. I shouldn't have done it. So it does. It affects your future. Absolutely.
Number two, discipline creates spiritual growth.
Absolutely. Yes.
Discipline mm-hmm. produces what? Spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. Don't you, if you want to grow spiritually, let's see the discipline. Mm-hmm. And the discipline comes from self-control. Let's see that
word discipline is disciple.
Right.
A disciple is a disciplined one. So how do we become a disciple? We have to discipline ourselves. And it brings forth spiritual growth, because the flesh is going to say, nah, don't sit down and read your Bible. We got other stuff to do. The flesh is going to give you directions all day long.
Yes.
But discipline creates spiritual growth. That's good.
Of course. It calls for discipline. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. You have to sometime push yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sometimes talk yourself into it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to talk yourself. It just doesn't come, you know, automatic. Mm-hmm. It's something that you have to really make. And then, you know, my favorite word, make a what? Quality decision.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to say, and being having self-control isn't trying harder either.
No.
You know, it's surrendering your spirit, surrendering yourself to God's spirit. So it's not trying harder. Oh, yeah. It's just going with God, surrendering yourself. Yes.
Make a quality decision.
Exactly.
We make all kind of decisions, but this one we talk a quality decision. Mm-hmm. And lastly, before we leave the year, the spirit gives power over the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The spirit gives what? Power over the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So the spirit of self-control gives you power over the flesh.
Yes, exactly. In Psalm chapter 4, verse 4, it says, be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. So anger is an emotion, but we don't have to allow it to cause us to sin. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.